Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the World Credit Union Conference here in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. Look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. Jeff Hoffart. Did I get it right?
You got it.
All right, H-O-F-F-A-R-T, COO of Do Some Good. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very
much. You are welcome. You're welcome. Tell us about Do Some Good. What is this? What is Do Some Good?
So
what are you guys all about?
We're a tech for good platform.
Okay.
So we really help companies of all types, but credit unions are a huge part of our audience, and we help them with everything around community giving. So whether that's streamlining donation sponsorship requests or managing employee volunteerism, but I think the biggest thing is all around impact storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
So we know credit unions do so much good, and I'd say that not enough people know about that.
That's true,
Canada specifically, I think that credit unions are quite humble about the good they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in this day and age, and I get they don't want to brag, totally fair.
Yeah.
But in this day and age, people want to know.
You got to shout from the mountaintops. They keep saying that it's the Creightons are the best kept secret. You can't do that anymore.
That's right.
So that's kind of cool to say that, but I think that hurts you in the long run. So I agree with you that we got to get on top of that mountain and start sharing the story a little bit more.
Yeah,
especially the good stuff that we're doing.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a couple of years ago, Imagine Canada came out with a report, and it was quite kind of astounding facts and statistics. And one of them were that over half of people, before they accept a job offer, will go and seek out information about your community giving.
Oh,
so if you're
really?
Not sharing that on your website, your social things like that, like you're missing out on attraction of top talent.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to even member loyalty and engagement or attraction, all these things, people just, they are making decisions based on their values.
Mm-hmm.
And so the thing is, they've always done this. It's part of their DNA as a cooperative. And so credit unions are one up out there because it's authentic. They're doing it for the right reasons, but they've kind of held it back. And so we help them automate the collection of those stories, make sure they're integrating all their communication channels. And I think it's just important as a system that they do that as much as possible, because the more we can amplify what a cooperative is, what a credit union is, how they're different, and all the great stuff they're doing, everyone benefits.
So what do you, once you collect all the story, where do you, do you like disperse them on social media? Do you create newsletters or put them on the website? Where do these great stories go?
So Do Some Good, you can think of it as almost like a LinkedIn for local good.
Okay.
So the content is on our platform, but we have widgets that embed on their website, on their intranet. So when things are posted by them, or maybe it's a charity or nonprofit, and they were the recipient of some type of grant or something like that, they're the ones sharing the story. So on our platform is their brand ambassadors who help share the stories about the credit union.
Oh my gosh.
That instantly goes on their website, internet, social media, etc. We do something pretty special out here right now in BC. We've partnered with Black Press Media. So when someone posts a story on our platform, whether that's a company, a charity, or a person in the community, those stories actually hit up to 70 media sites.
Wow.
And so we're working on expanding our media partnerships across Canada right now, and beyond into the States as well. But I think, you know, that's a big part of it is credit unions are trying to do this, right? They're calling charities and they're saying, hey, we need a testimonial, we need an image, we need a story. Do we have permission to share those?
Yeah.
So taking all of that out and just increasing participation rates so that they get more content more easily. But the other side is that it's not really companies using our platform. The charities and nonprofits, because of the businesses, can actually use it for free. So they have a world-class feature set. And so they're not just on the platform going like, oh, this business told us to do this. They're on there because they have a ton of features for themselves that they get for free.
Yeah.
And so that means, again, there's more engagement, more participation, but also that those causes get a lot back themselves. And so they're grateful for those credit unions and companies using our platform, because it's almost like a quasi-sponsorship for their use.
As you're talking, I keep thinking TikTok. I mean, this is idea. I mean, as goofy as TikTok is in most cases, this sounds like a great venue to put these do-good stories on this platform, because it's so prevalent and spreads like wildfire before you know it. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
So, I used to be a teacher, and I tried to keep up with everything. I was always on top of every new tech, every new platform, everything. There will always be new tech and new
platforms. I get it. Well, right? There's threads now. So,
right.
Yeah.
So I think like the whole concept is content is content. It can be repurposed across any medium. And the point is, if you can get great content and then find ways to integrate it. And that's really what we're trying to do, is make sure, hey, instead of you having to go and post it here, there, your website, your internet, you know, all these different platforms, how can we integrate it across the board?
Sure.
Because you're right. It's being everywhere is pretty important, but the first step of that is, what are you going to say?
Yeah, and what's your why?
You know, what's your why? Mm-hmm. What makes you different? Why should people care?
Yeah. So is it, what forms of content? Is it audio? Is it video? Is it text or all of the above?
We see a mix of everything.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the special part of it is really when you see your ambassadors, whether that's your employees, your members, whether that's those charities sharing the story on your behalf, because it's a big difference between, hey, look at us with a big donation check, right? Yeah. And how that comes across versus third party social proof about the actual impact. So it's not about, hey, we got this donation. It's, hey, we got the support and this is the impact. These are the people it fed. This is what we did with it and how that's helping your community.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's really what people want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's still important, I think, hey, we gave this much. It's a quantifiable, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But people at this point, especially consumers or people looking at that information, they start to go, well, so what? What does that mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me what that actually did.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, I think that's the important part of the impact story.
So what, you have to know this backwards and forwards, but what messaging resonates the best with an audience out there? Because, I mean, on our platform, on CU Broadcast, like, user case studies or success stories are tops. I mean, when we can have a credit union come on and share their problem, solution, results type story and that kind of format or that recipe, man, it's our views go off the charts. So what have you seen works best in kind of maybe from a member's perspective, or when you're trying to get these do-good stories out there, what resonates the best with folks out there?
So rather than speaking to the what the messages of the content, I think it's more about that the content is more raw and authentic.
Okay.
So like regardless that. Of the I type like of message, like I think people try to polish too much, right? It has to be the perfect story.
Yep.
We have to go through seven people to approve it.
Yep.
And people are used to social media. Like you said, TikTok, it doesn't matter. They're out there and they're engaging with real people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that there's a need or a want to, oh, this perfect marketing piece. And I think we have to get away from that.
Agreed.
We have to go back and say, who are the real people telling these stories? And it should be a bit flawed.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be perfect, because that's what people connect with.
Yeah.
Right? They connect with the people that are like them, or the thing that kind of resonates directly with them, not this perfectly polished, produced thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think overall, I just encourage credit unions and companies in general, just don't try to hold on so tight and be okay with things not being perfect.
Yeah. Well, perfect will never get here.
No.
So if you're going to be waiting for perfect, you'll be waiting a long time. So yeah, I totally agree with you about the authenticity and the rawness, because that's, I mean, again, I've seen this over the years. That's what really, especially in an online format, for some weird reason, people like goof-ups.
Yep.
They like that authenticity. That
the blooper reels.
They
love that stuff.
That not perfect stuff that we see, that we're so used to seeing on the big movie screen or on the TV. Okay, that stuff works great there. We expect polished stuff on there. But for an online format or in a social media format, man, that raw stuff, that just connects.
Yes.
So yeah, you're so right. So spot on, sir. And I don't even... No, I don't even have any questions. I mean, gosh, you're talking my language here. So,
I love it.
So how easily is it to capture and share these authentic stories? So share with me that, because that might be kind of a hurdle for some folks.
I'd almost argue that if it was so easy, we wouldn't exist.
True.
So there's a
True.
Gap there.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, credit unions are out there trying to get these stories. They're doing their best. A lot of it's side of desk, you know, or a marketing person has 20, 30 different types of things that are urgent that are trying to juggle.
Yeah.
So I think, I mean, I always look at it and say, in tech, automate what should be, but don't automate what shouldn't.
Okay.
You know, people, we're going into this world where people, I think, are trying to automate personal relationships mm-hmm. more and more, mm-hmm. and I think that's a mistake.
Yeah, agreed.
I think what we should be doing, like, automate the collection of content. Automate that distribution to your communication channels. Automate mm-hmm. the application process, but keep and maintain personal relationships. Focus on connecting, and you'll have more time to if you automate those other things.
Right, right.
So I think that's a big part of it is it's not easy. Mm-hmm. We know that. Mm-hmm. And I'd say marketing people and community investment people want to do these things. They're trying to do these things. Mm-hmm. And some of them quite successfully, and some of them side a desk, and it's really difficult.
Yeah.
So I think it's don't be afraid to embrace tech in ways that can help you. But part of what we've learned over, you know, we're close to 10 years in now.
Really?
Working with over 100 cooperatives and credit unions.
Wow, good for you.
We collect and we listen, right? And then we collect the best practices and mm-hmm. things and then share them with each other.
Yeah.
So that concept of coopetition, you know, we're that in-between kind of, you know, credit union cousin that kind of intermediates and kind of shares and helps with quasi-consultancy, because it's not just about having a tech solution. It's about understanding, you know, even in a donation request application, what's the best way to word this question? Or why should we include or not include certain questions? And so there's a lot of R&D behind the scenes that goes into that, mm-hmm. whereas we kind of step in and say, let us help you.
Yeah.
You know, we know you have a lot going on. We get it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And you know what works and what doesn't work. So yeah, based on your years
of experience. We're learning.
We're still learning, and there's nothing wrong with that at all, because we're evolving so fast these days. Good stuff. All right, anything else to add, Jeff? I could talk to you for hours because you're talking my language here. I love this stuff.
I love it. Well, we're going to continue to connect after
this. Let's do that.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the opportunity. I love being at this type of event. I've been to CCUA conferences for years and done panels on them it just feels like family. You know, the last couple days here, just walking around and just hugging people and just like cheering each other on, celebrating, and just, you know, we're here to support credit unions because it's always been one of those things that, you know, even my dad, when I was really young, he tried, you know, to get a loan, big guys wouldn't give him one, and he was starting a concrete business, and the credit unions were the only one that said yes.
Right on.
And so I wouldn't be where I am today if they didn't take a chance. Yeah. And so, you know, I've always been a credit union member. We just want to help the whole system really amplify who they are, mm-hmm. spread the word mm-hmm. about what is a cooperative, what is a credit union, why should we care, how are they different, and we're just glad to be part of this journey with
this
them.
This is awesome, awesome. Yeah, we love that authenticity and love that mission-driven goal or that, yeah. For sure. So yeah, good stuff. All right, Jeff, well, I'm gonna let you get going. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And it's called Do Some Good.
DoSomeGood.ca.
Okay. We'll put that link in the show notes so people can get right to it as well.
Right on,
man.
All right, Jeff.
Well done.
Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' new podcast, Despite Impossible.